The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.
Hi, sweetie. If you are new to learning how to be an alpha woman that takes charge of her life and has her man dote on her hand over foot, you are certainly at the right place at the right time. The very first thing you need to do as an alpha woman is to lock your man's cock up in chastity. If you don't, he will masturbate, and you will always be in a constant battle of who is in charge in your relationship. There is only one person that should lead a relationship, man or woman. Only one. That way, when there is a dispute, the alpha has the final say. If you are at a place where you want to be that alpha, you must take control of your man's orgasms. Period. It is the beginning of any alpha transference from male to woman. Once you have locked up his cock, you have firmly established yourself as the leader. The next thing you need to do is tease the fuck out of him when he is locked up. Dress more provocatively around the house. Touch him more. Kiss him more. Rub his locked cock a lot. The key to being a strong alpha woman is to keep your man in a suspended, horny state. But it is a delicate balance of horny and frustrated. If he is too frustrated because too much teasing and not enough release, the male will rebel. So it is in the perfect state of horniness and him being sexually fulfilled that will transfer him to beta. And you, a strong alpha woman. In this file, there will be two main ways you will take over alpha in your house. The first one is clearly explained already. Lock his cock up and tease him relentlessly. In the beginning, give him orgasms often as your role play with his locked cock. But as time progresses, keep the teasing up and slowly dial down his orgasms to no more than twice per month. The second one is to train him to accept strap-on and fuck his ass often. I know this sounds a little bizarre to you, but let me explain a few basic scientific reasons why this is important. 1. It is a way to control his dopamine levels, and it is why you need to restrict his orgasms. 2. When you restrict his orgasms, he will feel frustrated. So you need to teach him a new way of having sexual pleasure. The very first time you fuck him with a strap-on, have him lay on his back and raise his legs above his head with one arm. Hold his ankles together, high up, with one arm. take your free hand and pump his cock the whole time you are fucking him. Let him have an orgasm this way. Once you do this, he will be forever hooked. It is twice the intensity of orgasm for him when you do this. As time progresses, learn new positions and let him know that he is not going to get to come every time when you do this. In fact, as time progresses, scale it back to no more than once every 5 times you fuck his ass, or no more than once per 2 weeks, whatever comes first. This is the result of doing this, and I promise you that this is 100% of the time with any male, no matter how macho they are. 1. He will submit to your will and do almost anything you ask of him. 2. You will become the leader in the house. 3. Your sex life will be better than you have ever imagined. 4. You will have more free time as your man takes over more of the household responsibilities. So, if you want the life of an alpha woman, let's get started. I want you to lie back with your arms at your sides and your legs straight. Feel yourself sink into the bed. Your body becoming heavier and the bed getting softer and softer. You can feel your body relaxing as you sink deeper into the bed. Your head relaxes as it drifts deeper into the pillow. Your neck relaxes. Your shoulders lose all tension and sink deeply into the bed. You can feel your chest rise and fall with breath as it sinks into the bed. All the way down your body to your legs. Every inch of you slips further into relaxation and deeper into the bed. Can you feel your body sinking? Do you feel how soft and relaxing it is? You feel as though you are laying on a cloud. A soft, puffy cloud that is floating around carelessly. A cloud that will not let you fall. You feel your body sinking into the cloud as you take a deep breath in. With each breath, your body sinks deeper into the cloud.
and you feel all of your worries begin to float away. Deeper and deeper you sink, floating aimlessly without a care in the world. You are drifting now without any worries in your mind. All of the bad things you have felt and all of the worries you have had leave your body every time you exhale. Deep breath to get rid of whatever worry was left inside you. Now you just drift along, listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my voice, it begins to sound like the ocean waves on a breezy summer day. Building up at sea and crashing into the shore, slowly. Calmly. You can hear the waves coming in. And just in front of those waves is a bird. I wonder if you can imagine that bird. Rising into flight, its wings going up and down, pushing it through the air softly to the left. Right. Up. Down. To the left. To the right. Until that bird lands on the top of a hill. I wonder if you can imagine being at the top of that hill and seeing stairs that wind down to the bottom. It is a small hill. There aren't many stairs. Each one takes you deeper down and closer to the bottom. And I wonder if you can imagine stepping down those stairs. Going one at a time. Deeper. And deeper. Trying to reach the bottom of that hill. Each step deeper you count. Stepping down the first step. 10. You are one step closer to the bottom. 9. deeper you go towards the bottom. Eight. Deeper and deeper still. Seven. Even deeper you step. You are halfway to the bottom. Four. Still deeper you go. Trying to find your way to the bottom. One step at a time. Three. You are almost there as you step even deeper. Two. As you step deeper, you have no cares in the world. Nothing matters. You are completely and totally relaxed as you step even deeper. You have stepped into a calm and clean room, one where there are no worries. You can simply relax. Enjoy the feeling of being so relaxed that you have nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. If any stray thoughts try to get into the room, imagine that they are birds, and they fly away like the bird on the beach. Taking your worries and stress with them. You have no issues. There is nothing you need to do. Just relax. chalkboard. Hanging on the wall and covered in words. Suddenly you realize that you want to erase that chalkboard. Grabbing an eraser, you begin to swipe slowly. Back and forth, until... until all of the words are gone. Those words were what has been holding you back. All of the thoughts and opinions that were brought on by family, friends, society, and the male ego that you have been trying to fight. All of the things that have stopped you from being who you truly are, stopped you from giving in to what you truly want. As you step back, you see that those words are gone, and the chalkboard is clean. All of those thoughts and fears and opinions are no longer with you. Now, you have a clean board to write on. You can just sit back now and turn this empty slate into your new life. And now that you are here, we are going to reinvent your perfect alpha take charge self. We are going to put you in the driver's seat of your life. And all the people in your life that did not listen to you before will automatically start listening now. This includes people in your workplace, your husband, your children, anyone that you wish to command respect from. They will all accept you as your strength grows, as you learn more and more to assert yourself. So, darling, the very first assertion an alpha woman makes is to place her men in chastity. This is not an ask. Don't be so fucking timid you ask him how he feels about this. Just buy one. CB6000 is a good place to start if you have never done this before. So buy a CB6000 and lock his cock up. If he resists, tell him you are going to play a game over the next 30 days, and it will rock his world. Men are sexually driven, and he will comply, especially when you assert yourself. Do it in a loving, compassionate way, and make him very intrigued. Trust me, it's easy. All you have to do is tell him you want to have a better sex life with him. Tell him for the next 30 days he is not to masturbate, and that you have full control over when he comes and how he comes. He will comply out of his selfish desire to have a better sex life. Once he has agreed, you have accepted responsibility for being the alpha in the relationship. Immediately get dressed in your most provocative lingerie and make this your regular housewear when you are alone. This will do two things. One, it will make you feel sexy almost all the time if this is primarily what you are wearing. Two, it will make your man horny. The next thing you need to do is make sure he has had no orgasms for at least 3 days. And then bring him to your bedroom and get yourself comfortable and sit up and open your legs. Tell him to go down on you. As he does, teach him. Teach him exactly the way you want it. Tell him that you have been wanting him to perfect this for a long time, and now he is going to learn. Even if he already is a champ at eating you out, take charge of this experience. Let him know that you want it done your way, and be very explicit in teaching him. Tell him from this day forward, when you want him to do this, you expect him to do it when you ask immediately. He will be completely under your spell now. Make sure in the beginning he is getting orgasms too, but no more than once every time you have one. Teach him the only way he ever gets to orgasm is if he gives you one first. As time progresses, this number will change to 2, then 3, then 4, then 5. On the side again, without his permission, order a strap-on. If he is new to this type of play, order one that is no bigger than he is. There are many harnesses that you can use different attachments on. Look for a UVAC harness and attachments. This way, you can keep moving up in size, shape, and vibrating or not vibrating. The end goal here is for you to be able to come while penetrating him with a strap-on. When you first introduce him to this, make sure he has not had an orgasm for at least 7 days, preferably more. Tell him straight out that tonight he is going to have the orgasm of his life. Lead him to the bedroom and tell him to strip. Tell him to lie straight on his back and wait for you, and you will be right back. Go to the bathroom and put the strap on. Tell him to close his eyes before you re-enter. Come to the edge of the bed and tell him to open his eyes. If there is resistance, you tell him that you know what you are doing and that you promise that he will have the most intense orgasm he has ever had. Tell him that this does not make him gay and that what happens today will always be your secret. You need him to be very comfortable here and not threatened in any way. You need him to be very comfortable here and not threatened in any way. Turn down your alpha just a bit and appeal to him as his loving wife that absolutely knows that this will rock his world. What do you have to lose? Then use your hand or mouth to get him rock hard. Once he is there, wrap your hand around his cock and keep him hard by stroking him. Then lube up your strap-on and slowly enter him, always checking to make sure he is okay. Once you are in, slowly move it in and out, gradually picking up the tempo. All the time you are doing this, stroke his cock. Slowly pick up both tempos and just stay steady and don't stop until your man has melted with the most intense orgasm of his life. Then immediately take it off and join him on the bed and start talking to him about the experience. Ask him what it felt like. Have the most candid sex conversation you have ever had with him. This is a very transformative experience. Tell him that you would like to start trying all sorts of new things, and that you really enjoyed this and would like to introduce this into your life on a regular basis. He will accept it, because he has just had the best orgasm of his life. Then let him know that apparently you can come if you get the position right. And the next time you do this, you want to try and come instead of him. Then practice daily if needed. Keep on doing it until you find the right strap-on and harness and position that will work for you almost every time. Once you have that, you can start playing with the orgasm numbers again. Let him know that he must give you 2 orgasms for every 1 that he gets. Eventually, make it the primary way for him to get sexual release. You are free to have him go down on you, use his fingers, or his cock. Just make sure to keep him on his new orgasm diet. Buy him a hollow strap-on and get him to fuck you with this over his cock. He will get no release, and you will get more pleasure from a slightly bigger cock. If it vibrates, even better. Darling, I don't know if you realized it yet, but you are now the alpha, and he is your beta male. Train him how to behave with you all the time. Teach him to buy you flowers regularly. Teach him to do the dishes in the nude while you watch. Then fuck his ass after he has done a good job. Maybe you let him come. Maybe you don't. The only thing that matters now is that your man has converted to beta. And you are now his alpha. From this point forward, you call the shots. It is up to you if you want to reveal this to your friends and have him profess his devotion to you as your submissive, or if you keep it your dirty little secret. In any case, get ready for more passion, more excitement, and more respect, not just from your husband, but from everyone around you now that you are a free, liberated, sexually dominant woman that carries herself differently. You accept these new ideas into your life completely. You understand that the hundreds of thousands of women that did this before you are living their dream life. You realize that there is nothing taboo between your husband and you when you both consent to whatever sexual experience you both want to try. Except you are the leader, and the direction you go from this point forward will be the direction you want. All other facets of your life that you already love will still be there. You will still watch movies together. You will still do all the things you loved before. Except now, he will be the one getting up to get the popcorn and drinks, and he will be very happy doing it. When you train your man to live this way, you will both be happier than ever before. The sky is the limit, darling. Let's wake you up now. 5. You accept all ideas in this hypnosis file as the best way to improve your life. 4. You are an alpha female that all people respect and admire. 3. You are magnetic, and people follow your will effortlessly. 2. You are a dominant goddess, and men grovel at your feet. 1. You are comfortable with your power and use it to enrich your partner's life and your own. Wake up, darling. Now, darling, I know that some of these ideas seem very unorthodox, but let me tell you that they 100% work on any male at any age, 100% of the time. In order to live a life you never had, you must do things you have never done. This is just the simplest of body hacks on the male that will transform your life. It does not make your man any less of a man. It will only make him more obedient to you. Dream of a better life tonight, darling, as you drift off to sleep. Sweet dreams.